In the pages of Addiction, The Dark Night of the Soul, NAD, The Light of Hope, my next guest, author Paula Norris Metier, shares her remarkable story of treating the brain disease of addiction by delivering intravenous infusions of NAD, a natural coenzyme of niacin. Her treatment enables patients to kick opiates, alcohol, benzodiazepines, methamphetamines, and more in 10 short days with minimal withdrawal symptoms or cravings. She explains in layman's terms what is known thus far about why NAD is effective and shares the inspirational stories of people who have journeyed through addiction's dark night of the soul and found their way to health, wholeness, and freedom once again. Paula, thank you so much for being on with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, we're just thrilled to have you here, Paula. And I know that you have been a practicing psychotherapist with 40 years of experience, but really over the last 20 years, you've been devoted to developing a new paradigm for addiction treatment. Tell us a little bit about this treatment and why it's so revolutionary.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying that it sounds too good to be true, and I'm very accustomed to having people say that to me. And I understand that if I didn't know about it firsthand, I would think the same thing. So let me start by saying that. The first thing that answers your question is that it's the first approach to dealing with and treating addiction first as a brain disease. And by approaching addiction as a brain disease, we are able to take care of someone's addiction by getting them through a detox very, very safely with minimal withdrawal symptoms. But what's so amazing, which is hard to believe, is that it then blocks the craving for the substance, which is generally what brings somebody back to relapsing. And then the third thing that the treatment will do is what we consider the brain restoration piece. And that brain restoration piece includes that the midbrain is probably being healed and that the prefrontal cortex is operating as it did before, in most cases, not all, but in most cases, as it did before addiction actually hijacked their brain.
So who would be a great beneficiary of this treatment?
Any person who finds themselves caught in the trap of addiction, opiate addicts, alcoholics, methamphetamines, all of the addictions, believe it or not, even catnip. We have gotten someone off of an addiction with catnip. That was a surprise.
That's one I haven't heard before, Paula.
No, and neither had we. But anyway, the whole addiction landscape can be treated by this. But what we've also found is that any neurological concern, neurodegenerative diseases, people who are suffering from CTE, post-traumatic stress, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, it sounds too good to be true, so I don't want to go into it too much because I want people to believe me, because it is true. This one little coenzyme, and the reason this is true is because this one little coenzyme, NAD, has a long name, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which is why we call it NAD. This one little coenzyme actually is an essential bionutrient. It's in every cell in our body. And when it is deficient, that's when we become ill. That's when depression and anxiety and a lot of the disorders that we consider mental health disorders show up. But any accident, post-traumatic stress from trauma, from chronic stress, all of these things can be benefited by using our treatment.
Paula, what is the NAD treatment like?
The NAD treatment is, in most cases, it's a 10-day treatment, and it's 10 days of IV infusion of NAD. We give this essential bionutrient intravenously over a 10-day period. The first 2 days, everybody will receive this over an 8-hour period. Everyone receives the same thing, but they receive it in different intervals and in different dosages based on why they came in for treatment. It is very safe. That's already been proven. It's very effective. It is not a cure, though. We have to make sure that people understand that. In some cases, there is what some people call the eraser effect. meaning that they never have another craving. I just had a little book signing last Saturday, and someone that I treated 15 years ago came in, and he's just one of many cases where he got the eraser effect, and it worked for him. And so what this will do, the first 2 days are long days. The rest of the time tend to be half days, but if someone's history and the way that they are responding to the treatment is requiring another long day, then we will do that. Each day we get feedback from each patient who tells us how they were sleeping, how what they would rate their craving, how they would rate their withdrawal symptom, and we take that information and then decide how to adjust the dosage for each person.
Paula, is NAD generally unknown by many in the medical health profession? And if it is known, why hasn't mainstream science adopted this then as the treatment of choice?
Well, that's a very good question. It's not generally known, unfortunately. I do believe that things are about to take some traction. We're seeing a lot of evidence of that. There's more and more research on NAD right now than there have ever been. When we first started, there were only four research articles in the med tech. So anyway, we know that things are beginning to change. What we're probably dealing with still is that there's a bias against alternative medicine, unfortunately, and this would fall into that category in most people's minds. But it's a little too good to be true, so there's such skepticism. But we're getting ready to be, we're going to be publishing some things that we've studied over the last 5 years that I think will be a breakthrough to get more and more people to accept that this is something that is real and is helpful. And we hope that that happens.
And can really change the lives of many. Paula, if I'm a skeptic and I'm listening to this interview, I might be thinking, well, what is the difference between the over-counter products? Or, you know, I see other facilities that might advertise NAD. How is your program different?
Well, not all NAD products are the same. The way that they are compounded, the way the raw materials, the potency and the purity is not the same. The people that we've been working with have tested every NAD product that's on the market so far. And usually this has been a concern of ours, because if somebody does not know how to administer it, or if they're taking a oral form of NAD, if the dosage is too low, they're not going to get any kind of response. And, you know, we've been very concerned about people having bad experience or not having effective experiences and then making a judgment about NAD in general. But that is one of the primary reasons.
Sure. And as you said, you've been doing this for 19 years. The proof is in the pudding.
Yes.
Here. And, you know, for our listeners that, you know, want to learn more and want to go to the website and visit it, I don't think we gave the address out earlier. It's www.springfieldwellnesscenter.com. They can go on there and learn more. And again, the book is Addiction, The Dark Night of the Soul, NAD, The Light of Hope. Paula, it's been so fantastic talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.